Alex Times Sportswomen of the Year Grassroots Awards. You've been nominated, so how did you find out?
It was quite funny, actually. So I was away in London and the Sunday Times rang the office. So my colleague picked up and we had no idea that it was coming at all. So she picked up, had the phone call and she was told. And then she was toying with my emotions while I was away in London. She was texting me saying, I've got a surprise for you. But I couldn't call her because I was just about to go into a meeting. So then throughout the whole of this meeting, I was like, what is she talking about? And then managed to get hold of her. And then she told me the news, which is amazing. And we found out that our nutrition partner, Nibble Protein, had put me forward and that I'd made the shortlist. So it was incredible.
How did you feel when you found out it was them?
Oh, it was amazing. We've only just started our relationship with Nibble and they have very, very similar values to us. So the fact that we recognise all of her hard work and we admire everything that she's doing, for her to then admire what we're doing, it's really refreshing and amazing to see, really. So we're very, very grateful to Erin and the Nibble team.
You can still tell, but there's still that excitement and I can't actually quite believe it in your voice. Which is
yes, it is. It's amazing to be on a shortlist with three other incredible women, and on the same awards that Jessica Ennis Hill and Helen Glover are judges. I have to keep pinching myself, and I have to stop speaking to my grandmother because she brings out even more excitement in me, and I have to just remember to stay calm.
We've seen the Grassroots Awards, obviously, it's for individuals who's actively engaged with different groups of people within their community through sport, and that's always been a basis for Mintridge, hasn't it?
Yes, exactly. Grassroots is where everyone starts their sporting journey or their activity journey. So the fact that we've been recognised for that is amazing because we have such a diversity of sports. We've got over 21 sports now with 30 ambassadors. So when we're recognised on this big stage, it's amazing.
We heard about it earlier, but that charity status as well, how have things been going with that?
Oh wow, so why didn't we think of doing it sooner in terms of the charity commission? So we got the charitable status in April and it has just turned things around for us. We've got some great corporate sponsors now, including Squad Kit, our kit suppliers. We're eligible for grants and trust funding, and therefore we've been putting applications in and we're seeing rewards. So slowly but surely, we're going to be able to reduce the costs for schools and clubs, be able to access our services on a greater level. So why didn't we do it sooner? I don't know.
I've been to sportswomenoftheyear.co.uk and you even look at some of the names that are up for the main title: Katie Archibald, Rachel Atherton, Dina Asher-Smith, Georgia Hall, Vicky Holland, Lizzie Arnold. You'll be looking forward to meeting them, hopefully, and signing them up as well.
Yes, exactly. That's I think going to be the most amazing part, just being in a room with such high profile sportswomen, both past and present, people that I look up to and have done so, whether that's Jessica Ennis on the judging panel or, like you say, Dina Asher-Smith, who is just setting the athletics world on fire at the moment. So hopefully we'll be able to share a little bit more about Mintridge, generate greater profile, and it would be great to get some more athletes on board.
And people who've been there with you from the start, like Georgia and Pamela, have already sent in their congratulations. Ebony as well. So
yes. And netball is so core to what we do. It's one of our most popular sports. I think particularly on the back of the success at the Commonwealth Games this summer. We have a really strong relationship with our three amazing ambassadors. And I think particularly with Ebony being involved in the filming for the Sunday Times Award, it's going to help massively. And we're also rooting for Ebony and the Roses to get Team of the Year.
So there's plenty of time to get the votes in. Give me details on that. When do they close?
Yes, so voting's now open until the 29th of October. It closes at noon that day, and then we find out at the awards ceremony on the 1st of November. So everything crossed at the moment, but we'd love to generate more support as well if anyone would like to vote for us.
Sportswomenoftheyear.co.uk is where you can go and vote, and it'll be all over your Twitter and the foundation's Twitter, where you can watch a nice little video of the kind of work you do.
Yes, it is. Yeah, so all the information is on the Sportswoman of the Year website, as you say, and then all over our social media are the videos and the news articles about the award and why I've been shortlisted.